100% clear, cause while you was ill, who would've thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name it the game.
Rotary Club, for what they do to make this such a wonderful occasion to honor the assistant coaches with a national award that really has a meaning to it. So our winner is Pat Narduzzi from Michigan State.
I'm not supposed to say anything. He told us before, just stand by the trophy and look pretty. But again, I'm floored by this. You know, I can't believe it's such a tremendous award. And, you know, thank you very much. I mean, thank everybody again. You know, I don't know what to say. It's incredible. Thank you very much.
All right, that will be the last piece of news we talk about that is not directly tied to the state of Arkansas or Texas or Alabama or LSU. Welcome into the zone, Justin Akre, Christina LaCura, the Canadian hijacker.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Ernie Murray making a special appearance. You're lovely as well, Emo.
I'm so happy to be here, Justin. I tell you, I'm cheating on my diet. I'm eating a donut, and we're supposed to be on a diet.
I know. I walked into my office after a meeting with my boss this morning. There was a piece of cake that was on my desk, and I ate one bite. Well, maybe three, because I didn't want to be rude. And
slices.
Then, yeah, next thing I know, yeah, right. Next thing you know, I'm wearing it. Christine's like, you have cake all over your arm. Like, classy.
I swear I didn't touch it.
I'm wearing my Michigan State green shirt today, guys.
Yeah,
congratulations to Pat Narduzzi, the defensive coordinator at Michigan State. And to me, he is similar to Jameis Winston in that he was the obvious choice, although there's some great candidates going for the Heisman, and there were some fantastic candidates yesterday, including the defensive coordinator from Florida State and Rhett Lashley, who's the OC at Auburn. And those two, of course, will be facing off. We had them on together. So I'm sitting there yesterday with those two on the show together. It's pretty awkward and kind of unique. And very interesting, but two really good guys. And I thought they did a great job in their speeches yesterday. Narduzzi was fantastic. I thought Kurt Roper, the offensive coordinator at Duke, was fantastic, but always a great event. And you look around that room. I was blown away. And again, Tommy spent the whole morning, so I'm not going to suck up to Basil for 3 hours today. But you look at around that room, and you look at the setup over there at the Marriott yesterday, and you realize that it's being live streamed. You think about how far that thing has come. They talked about, I was talking to Jeff Hildebrand about this yesterday. The Burroughs Award started in like a Western sizzling back in the day.
What so, was it, 96 or something?
Well, whatever 18 years ago was. I mean, yeah. So it's amazing how far they have come, and that is such a big time event. So when you tune into the awards, the College Football Awards this weekend, which David will be attending as part of the Burroughs Award, and you look around that room, their setup's not going to be any better. I mean, it is a very impressive setup what they have for the Burroughs Award. I always thought that doing it on a local station live would be fantastic. Yeah, that hasn't come to pass, but I hope that happens
someday. You know, I was wondering the same question. When is somebody in Arkansas going to pick it up? Because
I wish KTV would kick whatever daytime soap they got on the side. I mean, it'd be nice to hey, look, you can check out All in the Restless tomorrow. But
but you know,
or
really,
Young and the Restless,
like
or All in the Family, or
left on television.
All in the Restless. Yeah. Listen to me, I don't watch soap operas anymore.
Well, and you got
anymore?
The top.
Did we hear that anymore?
I drank a lot in college, Christine. I can't say
anymore.
There wasn't. There is nothing better than something greasy and a soap opera to cure a hangover.
You watch soap operas, Justin?
Back in the day.
That's what he said. He's like,
all
I don't
my
watch
children are Young and the Restless.
In college, we were. What was the show?
I was crazy about Luke. Is it Luke Spencer on?
Oh, Guiding Light was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
Luke Spencer on General Hospital, the one with the curly hair, he always had hot chicks, so I really liked it.
Ernie, I hate to break this to you. It's going to ruin it for you. I don't want to pop your mystery bubble about soap operas. All the dudes on all the soap operas have hot chicks. That's sort of the deal. They don't put a lot of ugly people on these soap operas, it turns out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so. Yeah. What's the one?
Days of Our Lives.
As the World Turns.
As the World Turns.
As the World Turns. That was the one. Guiding Light was good. It's amazing, though. It's funny. I'll accidentally end up on one now and again, and this is truly accidental. The people that were on there when I was in college are still on there, and that was 20 years ago.
They're doing the same thing, but the thing
like
is...
Like, Nikki is still on Guiding Light or whatever. Isn't it Guiding Light?
Yeah.
Nikki and
General Hospital. No.
No, Nikki and Victor and all those folks.
Somebody just died off All My Children last year. Erica.
Yeah.
Erica, I can't think of her name, but she was a big star.
Anyway. Why are we talking about
young
this?
And the Restless.
Young and the
young
Restless.
Young and Restless. That's what
there
it is.
We are.
Young and the Restless. Thanks, Matt.
Loved
I'm disgusted
show.
That you know that.
Matt's still a fan.
Okay, so while we reward and award one coach, we say goodbye to another. For the, it's amazing, for the fourth time in 4 years, Arkansas State bids adieu to a coach. One, they sort of let go. There was a parting of the ways. And the last three have left on their own accord, all for bigger and more money opportunities. So, obviously, you go back to Freeze, going to Ole Miss, Gus going to Auburn, and now Brian Harsin, according to multiple reports and sources, is going to Boise State.
I thought he withdrew his name last night.
You can't believe everything you read, Ernie. You should know that by now.
Is he actually leaving?
He is
going. Where have you been for the last hour and a half, sir?
Oh, I tell you, I had a migraine this morning. I think my wife, I don't know, put something in my coffee, but I had a bad migraine earlier.
You have a migraine? How do you think the AD at ASU feels?
But you know what? It's got to make him feel good on one hand. Right. It's got to make him feel good that you're getting coaches and they one and done and they're getting better jobs. You can't fault the coach. But leaving Arkansas State where he's probably making $200.
And what about the money that they are getting for the payout? Like, bravo, you're making $1 million by this guy just, like, parting ways.
1.7.
1.7, there
you
go.
I will give them credit. That was a brilliant move on their part.
Brilliant.
And the thing is, there is a trickle-down effect. And David Basil said it before, and David and I don't agree on everything, but one thing we are 100% on board with. The worst business model in the world today, and I'm talking the world today, is college football coaching contracts. And again, if you get fired, I have to write you a gigantic check to go away.
Protection.
Now, at least the coaches are, or the schools are being protected on the back end now, too, because they're saying, hey, you got to pay us X amount of money to go away now. But it is amazing. My thing is, if you just wash your hands of that and you do away with that crap, then the schools, it'll all even itself out over time. The good news is for Boise is that they just got money, I'm assuming. I think it was about $1 million from Washington for them to hire Peterson.
Correct.
Maybe so it was 750 grand, something like that.
Kick that with a little extra
right.
750 over
yes.
to ASU.
Right.
Wait, so you saying Arkansas State is getting 1.7?
For him to go
unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy?
How is he worth that much?
I don't know. Here's another thing.
Boise thinks he is.
Yeah, apparently so. They are so desperate to keep it all in the family, which they are, man, but that was the whole thing. They interviewed, like, there were three guys that were mentioned publicly. They all had connections to Boise State. They didn't just go out and go, hey, well, let's see if we can get somebody really good, which is what Arkansas State's going to do. They said, let's get us somebody who's connected to Boise State.
You know, I was talking to Carrie O'Hara, who used to be with Channel 4. You know, she now lives in Boise. She's gotten out of the sports television agency, but she even texted me last night and she said, this is going to happen. This is going to happen.
Wow.
And they're huge. It was all over the news last night. Mm-hmm. She even sent a tweet or a Facebook message that last night it was on the news that
the
he was coming back.
The next coach at Arkansas State was in Little Rock last night. Rhett, was it last night?
Ashley.
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yes.
You know what? I like the RJ Hawk comment this morning.
What was that?
Houston Nutt.
I don't know if that was his comment.
I think it was RJ.
That
it was
said
mentioned
it.
On the morning show.
I don't think an Arkansas coach is going to Arkansas State. And let me tell you why. Because
Pride.
Arkansas State don't want, I probably shouldn't say this, an Arkansas reject right now.
The Rock City Times posted that as a fake story this morning.
He's not an Arkansas reject. He's an Ole Miss reject.
Right. Okay. Correct me. You're exactly right. But, he wants to coach again. And,
yeah.
And that'd probably be a perfect fit. He can go over there and, you know, and rally the troops. And
hey. Who else would be, like, in this situation where what's going to happen for the bowl game? Are they just going to promote their assistant?
My understanding is John Thompson has been promoted as the interim coach. And
okay.
John Thompson has been through a couple of head coaches now. I think John Thompson, who is a former head coach, admittedly did not have great success as a head coach in limited time with East Carolina. Would love to see him as an Arkansas native get an opportunity as the head coach there. And what you do is you go hire a dynamic offensive mind.
Yeah.
You are a defensive-minded head coach. He certainly has done the job and then some defensively for that team over the last few years. I would think that would be a good fit. Now, they have gone offense the last few times, which has been fine. But as a head coach next, why not go defense and have them bring somebody in? Kevin Kelly's name's been thrown out there. Maybe this is the right time for him to jump to the college ranks. I don't know what his plan is, but he would be a guy that I would definitely take a look at.
Right. I mean, well, his track record at Pulaski Academy is great, and, mm-hmm. hey, he's a genius offensively.
No doubt.
I think the only problem with John Thompson is I think maybe Arkansas State think that there's a better coach out there that they possibly can, you know, bring in.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to get a lot of FBS interest because here's the thing. We were talking about this morning. We'd have to go back and look at it. But when Steve Roberts left, that's a $250,000, $350,000, $400,000 max job. And that's good money. When you look around the Sun Belt Conference and what those coaches have been making or were when Roberts was there, that's pretty darn good money. Guess what? It's now an $800,000 job or at least a $750,000 job. Gus was making $1 million reportedly. So the money is so much better. You can command talent that you couldn't get before. So if you've got an OC at a good school who is a fantastic coach who's making $300,000 or $400,000 or $500,000, it's an A. It's an opportunity to be a head coach, and B, it's a significant raise.
Almost double.
Yeah, right.
Like, so, I mean, it's almost double.
And everybody that's been there lately has left there and got a better job. Right. So I think I probably shouldn't say this. Hope the fans don't get mad. It's a stepping stone to a bigger school.
It is. You just like to have somebody lock it in. Now, again, you may have to put a buyout in for $5 million next time around.
1.7?
Yeah. And again,
unbelievable.
They're awesome, though. That, like, good for them. And, yeah, like, I think looking at that school, you can say, hey, look at what we've produced. Three of the four last coaches have had extreme success.
That's
afterwards.
Three conference titles in a row under
exactly.
three different guys.
And another thing, going for a national championship in a couple weeks.
And another thing you can do. You can turn around now and pay another coach because you got the money.
Right.
You got a good deal.
The next guy's going to have a bigger buyout. But here's the bottom line for me. With all due respect to Arkansas State, that's never going to be a destination job. Until that conference becomes an AQ conference or, you know, you get on the same level as the SEC or you get on the same level as the Pac-12. It's never going to happen. It doesn't mean you can't put out a great football program every year, and they are doing a great job. But that's never going to be a destination job. So you could say, oh, we need to hire an in-state guy, a guy that really wants to be there. That's never going to be your end-all be-all because guess what? It doesn't matter if you were born in Jonesboro. If an SEC team calls for you to be their head coach, you're going.
You're leaving tonight.
Exactly. And again, I had this talk earlier in the week with the listeners. I have been through this before. I feel your pain. I'm an Iowa State graduate. I saw Gene Chizik run that program into the ground, then get hired by Auburn. And I was upset. I was frustrated with him. I was mad that he left. I was mad that he didn't leave the place in better shape than he left it. But you know what? He won a national title at Auburn right after that. How can you begrudge the guy when he goes and wins a national title? Gus Malzahn has done the exact same thing
Absolutely.
To you now, Arkansas State. How can you begrudge the guy?
You
How
cannot.
Can you possibly say it wasn't the right decision? A, it's a lot more money. B, it's an opportunity to win a national championship, and he has completed the journey in a much quicker fashion
no
than we expected.
No one wants to, in any job, in anything that we do, no one wants to feel like they're stuck in one position. That is a stepping stone. You take that stepping stone when it comes.
Right.
And anyone would do the same thing. It's not just financially about money. Those guys are making a lot of money. You know, there's not a huge difference between 750 and a 1-1 or whatever it is. But at the same time, it's a stepping stone. Everyone wants to go bigger, greater, better, and achieve those goals.
I think the difference between the Sun Belt and the SEC is you fly everywhere. In the Sun Belt, you fly once or twice a year. In the SEC, you fly everywhere. I mean...
Well, it's not just the SEC. It's the Pac-12. It's
yeah,
the Big 12.
The big
it's
schools.
The Big 10.
Yes.
I mean, the ACC, there's a lot of conferences where you have the amenities, and it's a different animal. I mean, it really is. And it's, again, you're
High
right.
High school to college. College to the big time.
But you're right. Well, college to the FBS, and then the FBS beyond to the major conferences. And the thing is, Christina, you pointed out, 750 to 1-1 ain't a big jump. 750 to 2.5 is a huge jump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these guys are getting.
Exactly.
It is like winning the lottery overnight. That's what
yes.
these guys are doing. For doing the exact same job you did there, you're going to do it here for 10 times the money or 3 times the money or twice the money or whatever the issue may be. The bottom line is it's very attractive. You're never going to settle these guys forever. The other thing is, too, which makes it more difficult for teams like ASU, you see a guy up at Arkansas, their offensive line coach. That's all he does is coach offensive linemen. He makes $500,000 a year.
Right.
The
yes.
money is outrageous. And it makes it harder for you to get somebody who's a high-quality coach. But there are plenty of great offensive minds, whether they're coaches at FCS schools, head coaches, or coordinators, or even a coordinator at a smaller major conference school. There are opportunities for you to get a guy and pay him in an amount of money that will make it interesting to them.
You know, the guy that I don't know why he keep getting passed over. You know, I was thinking John Thompson may would have went with Gus, you know, but he was left there at Arkansas State. I just hope they look at that guy and give him a chance.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, he deserves a chance.
I saw him yesterday. I've always been a big fan. I think, again, it may not go great. I would be curious to see, you know, if you're the AD, you sit him down and go, okay, what would you do offensively? What's your plan? If he's got a good plan, if he's got somebody he thinks he can get, if they can be dynamic offensively, I have no question he can coach and recruit defense to Arkansas State. There's no doubt in my mind that he can get the quality of athlete and coach him up in a way that will make them an effective defense going forward as a head coach.
You know, and the problem may be with John Thompson. Can he run the whole show, though? You know, it's easier to be a position coach.
No question.
When you just got to coach those 15 guys.
We have seen it repeatedly.
Right.
Bo Pelini.
Exactly.
I think the future, although he finished strong, but Mullen's future at Mississippi State is still somewhat a question.
Right.
Muschamp at Florida. Can these guys be CEOs? It is not the same thing. Doesn't matter how great a football coach he goes into it. I used to have this discussion with guys that were in the news business. When you are a a news director, that's the kind of the end all be all if you're in that in that world. But the bottom line is there's a lot of politics that goes with it. There's a lot of meetings that go with it. Very little of your time is spent making news.
Oh, absolutely.
When you're a head coach in football, a lot of time is just managing things and
that's
making
right.
sure they go right. The actual breaking down of the football, it's not that it's a small part of it, but it becomes less of your day-to-day role. And you may be a great X and O guy. You may be a great coach. You may be able to get a guy to do things that he could normally do. But again, there's a lot of it's a huge skill set that goes into being a great college football coach.
I heard a football coach say it on the news. Excuse me, Christina.
No, go ahead.
He said something that's really crucial. He said, "I'm the CEO. I'm responsible for the coaches and the players."
Right.
So it's and a huge responsibility.
And you answer to the administration. You got to deal directly with the fans and the media. You have so many people that you have to take responsibility for as far as the way your program is perceived. There is so much responsibility. Think about it. Coaching football is almost like sixth on the list. It's incredible how much goes into that when you think about it at a big-time program.
I feel like that's the reason why Saban will not go to Texas, because there's so much political.
He's gone.
You think he's going to Texas?
Yes, he's going.
Saban's going to Texas.
Let me tell you why he's going to Texas.
I disagree with
Let
that.
Me tell you why he's going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
When you've won two national championships, what else can you do? You can't do nothing.
You're going to retire there, and you're going to be gone.
Yes.
They're going to put you up on a statue
but
for the rest of your life.
You know what? You go to Texas, fresh blood, all that talent in Texas, mm-hmm. you're the cream of the crop. I think he's going. Why hasn't he signed this contract?
Because he's extension. Waiting for it to, instead of that seven people are talking about, they're waiting for it to say 10. He's thinking about it's going to get a little bit bigger. He's going to wait till the 24th
You know
hour.
What? If they paid him 20 a year, it's still not enough. Because he can actually command that, because they can get that kind of money back out of him. There aren't too many guys you can say that about, but he's one of those guys.
Do you think he'd go to Texas?
I think he would. And by the way, he has not two, but four national championships, three at Alabama
right.
and one at LSU.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the only guy you would pay that kind of money to, with Les Miles being a distant second probably.
But
I don't know who else
he'd
have in the mix.
All of the politics in Texas. Saban hates the media, and he would have to do
but
all
here's the thing.
Of that.
I think, Christina, though, and again, he's got to do the media stuff now. I mean, there are certain obligatory things, but I think because he is who he is, you sit down and he goes, I will do this, I will do that, and I won't do this or that or that. You give me $10 million a year, we got a deal. And if you're Texas, how do you say no to that?
But you think about what Texas lost in recruiting with Mac Brown and all of the great quarterbacks that didn't come.
Johnny Manziel, come play corner for us.
Right. You going to play corner? Come on now. You can't judge talent better than that. This guy is the Heisman Trophy. You going to make him play cornerback. I think what Nick Saban brings, if I come in your living room, you're a Longhorn.
It's a game on. You're right. That's a layup. That's the only thing about he's the only guy I would bend over backwards for, and I think that's the only reason. I think he can command, Christina, exactly the deal he wants.
Yeah.
And you get to be GM when you're a college coach because you're picking the players, and you can set up your deal the way you want it, where you're going to be comfortable. Because this is a hotbed right here. I mean, Alabama's about as big as it gets. Texas is the only one you can make a case for, maybe
for
nationally.
It
could be
bigger.
A little bit bigger,
yeah.
But he's already been through all the stuff that, and he's probably had to acquiesce on some things. At Texas, he doesn't have to bend on anything. He could say, here's exactly what I want, because I guarantee he's learned a lot being there, being in that pressure cooker, and said, here's exactly what I want and I expect.
I feel like that's what he's going to get out of Alabama right now.
I think he can stay
at Alabama, and he could go, I want X, Y, Z, and this is the way it's going to be 100%, and then he can end his career there. He's going to have two national championships there. No.
Well, before, if he got another one, he has three there.
Three national championships
but again,
there, and end there and be God there and be done there.
But it goes back to what you said. I think he's playing the game a little bit. You're probably right. I think he's sitting there saying, I got all this over here. I got all this I can have.
Yeah.
Which one do I really want?
He's the king of college football. He can have whatever he wants
from
Alabama. I think he can have whatever he wants from Texas. And at this point, you're right. It's time to renegotiate with Alabama if he wants to stay.
I think he's staying in Alabama, just my personal
And we're all working on the assumption that Mac Brown is stepping down, which there still has not been official word.
After the banquet Friday night, yeah, he's stepping down.
I agree. It's not, though. I mean, I agree. We're all working under that assumption, but we don't know that for a fact. I also think I could make a case for him to stick around for a couple more years.
Can you believe a guy is 8-4 and they talking about him stepping down?
Ernie, the guy is one win away from winning the Big 12 this year. He's
right.
One win from a conference title.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
They've been
amazing.
Talking smack about him from the beginning.
There's
though.
No question. I mean, look, and they did steal a game from somebody that they didn't actually earn this year. But I don't want to get into it again because it was rough when it happened. Sterling, what's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. And I believe that Saban's gone as well.
I hope he is.
I mean, it's a fishbowl, but the one thing I haven't brought out, it's a serious fishbowl in Alabama. I mean, he is big time. I mean, he can't even wipe his behind without some Alabama fan wanting it. So, I mean, to go to Texas, if you can have all the advantages that you got at Alabama with breathing room, with you can go to Walmart, go wherever you want to go without being surrounded. I mean, he is big time down there. And people just don't understand how crazy they are about their football at Alabama. And not to say that they're not crazy. They love it in Texas, but they're not crazy. I mean, they ain't trying to name every kid after you if he goes to Texas. You talking about being a god. That's a two-way street with that, being a military god at a place. You know, it's a lot of stuff that you don't want that come with that, too. And he won't have that at Texas. And plus, he'll still have the fertile recruiting ground,
yep,
and all the money and all the football advantages that he has. And like Akri pointed out, when it comes to the media, he'll have that all exactly how he wants. He'll mm-hmm. do exactly what he wants to do.
Here's the bottom line, Sterling. You can't go wrong if you're Nick Saban.
No.
So win-win.
Now, the question,
he's winning no matter what.
The question becomes, as a fan, and I heard Tommy argue the other side of this. I don't agree with him because here's my deal. I want the best coaches. I want the best teams. I want to be the league. And I'm not sure you can make a case that this is the league this year. You definitely have the best. You got a couple teams at the top that deserve to be in that conversation. But I don't know if you're the league this year when you look top to bottom. I think you got to give it to the Pac-12. But the point is, I'm all for having good coaches. I'm all for getting that national respect because of it. But if you haven't ever beat that guy, my option is get that dude out of here.
I want him to go.
I want him to go too, Ernie. And I hate to be. Yes. I don't think that's a loser attitude. That's a realistic attitude. Because whoever the next guy is, I don't know who he is, but he ain't Nick Saban.
I want him to hire Kirby Smart.
I do too. I'd like to see how
that
goes.
I think he's not very smart.
We're going to find out together. But anyway, Sterling, I appreciate the call. Take care. Let me run through these calls real quick, and we're going to talk some hoops, too, here, because that's what Ernie was coming in to talk about, until all this stuff happened
that's
with
okay.
Harsin and Mac Brown and everything else. Ray.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got the perfect coach for Arkansas State.
Who's that?
It's Clint Cox. He has the offense. He's good at recruiting. He's a good coach. I think he would be a perfect fit, and I think he would stay.
I don't disagree with anything you said. I don't think it's going to come to pass, but I don't disagree with any of that. I think again, you look at what they did offensively this year when they lost their starting quarterback, who was the defending conference player of the year. Great, great job. Probably the best job he's ever done in his time at Central Arkansas. But I don't think it's very likely.
You know, that's the question I keep bringing up. You know, UCA has to be one of the most, I don't know, blessed universities to keep a coach like him for that many years.
There's
I think
no
he's
question.
A great coach.
I agree with you 100%.
Do you think that he would leave if they ask him?
I think if there was an FBS program that gave him – because, again, I mean, you are limited.
It's a stepping stone.
Christina and I were talking about the finances of radio this morning and the limitations in certain day parts. And if you're in a position in a certain time of day, there's more advertising dollars and more opportunities. Same thing if you're a coach.
You got to go.
You can be the best coach in America at the FCS level. You look at the guy at North Dakota State. The guy just won back-to-back national titles. His team's still in the mix to win a national title 3 years in a row. He got an opportunity at crappy Wyoming.
He's
going to go coach
later,
a team
boys.
In those hideous brown uniforms, but the money is exponentially bigger.
Show me the money.
It's not only about the money, though. It's a stepping stone, is my point. It's not 100% about the money all the time.
I'll tell
you
what.
Moving, it's a stepping stone, getting to the next level.
I agree, but it's also, Christine, a little bit about the money. Because if you're a guy that only is going to coach for another 5 or 10 years, would you rather do it main X amount or five times that amount?
Your retirement is based on your last... Your highest
salary. Exactly. And, and Nick Saban is in that position. I mean,
right.
He's going to be rich either way. But my point is, he has done such a good job. He has earned himself the sickening payday he's about to get. Some of these other coaches who have been successful deserve that big payday at the end of their career because they've done a great job. And you'll know they'll do a good job for you.
Wow. It's just amazing, college sports.
I hate it. The bottom line is, for me, all this
football
other stuff aside.
Football coaching is way
It's way
gone.
Out there.
It's
I
gone.
Agree.
12 games.
You're right. It's nuts.
Can you imagine, though, being a kid at Alabama? Let's say he gets $10 million a year. Let's say Saban signs for $10 million a year. Can you imagine being a kid playing for Saban and this guy, he's your coach, and you know he's making $10 million a year, and you get, what, like a $700 stipend?
Yeah.
My trainer and I were talking about this morning. Like, how do you, like – talk to that guy. Like, how do you – that's tough being a kid.
Well, if Nick – it's not really on the kid to understand it or to make it – to make the relationship work. It's on Saban to make it work.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
All right, guys. What Nick Saban is going to do is go on to he's going to go to ASU like Malazan did.
and All right, Jeff, appreciate the call. AJ. All right, AJ, quit. Gary.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, what I wanted to say was you keep talking about Arkansas State being a stepping stone school.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes those smaller schools up the salary year by year instead of becoming a stepping stone school. And you guys have mentioned all that. I haven't heard Arkansas's name mentioned last 20 minutes, but I'm a big Razorback fan, and I wish the Razorbacks would quit paying all this money out for losing seasons. You know, I'm a little frustrated with my Razorbacks. So what do you think about Arkansas State? You know, they find a Clint Conk. I think he'd be great.
I don't disagree.
And then he's going to say the ASU job is paying about $800,000 to $1 million right now, plus all the perks, you know, up until 1.5. And then in the next year, 1.75, $2 million, you know, a school can do that.
Yeah, I don't think they have the financial ability to pay guys
well,
that
I don't
much
know
more.
Jerry Allison on Centennial Bank, he lives there.
Well, I know, but they stretched out to get Gus, and he was a $1 million guy, maybe, or just shy of it, so.
Wallace Fowler kicked
Jerry
in a
Allison?
Lot.
What? Oh, well, no, Malzahn was a $1 million guy, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I that's not normal. I mean, look at what other Sun Belt coaches are making, Gary. You're not going to pay a guy twice as much as everybody else in the conference is making
well,
on a regular basis.
Well, if they want their program to grow, they have to keep getting the good coaches, but to keep them, they have to keep growing the salary.
Yeah.
I appreciate
the call.
Well, all right, man.
Thanks. Yeah, you're not – it doesn't matter how much you pay. It really doesn't. Because the bottom line is you're working with two things. And the ego isn't just about the money. The ego is also about showing yourself against the best.
That's what it's about.
And
yeah,
if you
absolutely
are a great coach and you believe that you can win at the highest level and the money's going to be better, it's a no-brainer to go to a major conference school. If Stanford calls, if UCLA calls, if USC calls.
You got to go.
If Auburn calls. Now, if Kentucky calls.
No, you better stay.
We're going to talk about the bowl trip. We had this scheduled already. Gina Martin's here with Little Rock Tours. We're going to talk about the bowl trip. I am going down to cover ASU's bowl game, like the GoDaddy Bowl in Mobile. Don't know who's going to be coaching them, but I do know this. They're going to play Ball State on January 5, and I'm going to be there.
I think it's great, Jess. You need to go support them. Go down and hang out with Coach Larry
Lacewell. You have been traveling around watching games. I want you to come with me, Emo. You've been to Hawaii.
I would love to go to the
GoDaddy
Bowl. Let's
go to Mobile and eat some oysters together.
It's pretty much the same.